Oh, something is sticking me in the booty. Not in a good way. Wait, no, there's no good way. Something is stabbing me. Oh, my gosh. My zipper in my back of my pants is stabbing my butt.
Why do you have a zipper in the back of your pants?
I have a zipper in my shorts. Backwards? I'm wearing zipper pants. They have zippers on them. Ooh, that hurt. I gotta have to remove that before this thing's over with.
Oh, that was awesome.
Ooh, that hurts. Sorry, I'm like bleeding. I'm gonna shut up now. I'm just giving you information, just giving you stuff to put on the outtake list.
Welcome to the Nerd List, episode 100. I'm Bullwinkle.
And Rocky, too!
Sorry, that's about all I could do, man. I don't know.
No, that was good. I didn't expect you to do that. Oh, man, I was going to just start whipping out like one voice after another on you, but then...
I responded.
You kind of shocked me with that response. Well, anyway, Rocky, this week, we're doing a call-only show.
Holla!
And it only took 3 months of begging and pleading.
It only took 100 episodes to get 15 phone calls.
But we got some, and that's what we're rolling with today. So we're going to go ahead and kick things off with the first one we got, Sean. What was that?
Well, I don't know. What was that?
That was you. Are you playing with your dogs?
That was my giddy squeak.
Are you playing with your dogs?
No, I was. I was just doing that to annoy you, but now my dogs are trying to come under the door and get it.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to know, Sean, that last week, I don't remember who suggested it, but we were going to do the whole bonus episode thing before this one since we had the two-week gap.
Yes.
It's so easy for you to say that that's what I'm going to do since you don't have to do jack squat.
Jack squats.
Never do. I was trying to do like a cut up of all the outtakes from you. Sean, we have 107 episodes, not including this one. That's a lot to dig through.
Yeah.
So it was taking forever. So I'll keep work plugging away on it, but that's not going to be guaranteed to come out anytime soon.
You know, maybe this summer I'll come over your house and we'll start listening to episode one after another and I'll help you.
Sure. Empty promises, Sean.
Empty promises.
Anyway, here's call number one that came into us. The first one we got from Jack Burrell.
Hey, guys, it's Jack. I'm calling up because I listened to the most recent episode and heard John whining again about how you guys never get phone calls and how you want to do an all-call show, but you have zero calls so far because you guys are losers. But I just figured I'd finally call in. I've been meaning to. I've been trying to think of something good to say. Pretty much all I can think of is you call your guys nerds, call yourselves nerds, the nerd list. But what does it mean to you guys to be a nerd? And, you know, What do you feel about the nerd versus geek distinction? You know, what is the difference between a nerd and a geek? You know, as far as I'm concerned, a nerd is just a geek who's smarter. Does it really matter? Is nerd just kind of more of the popular term for, you know, someone who's not into the majorly popular, I don't know, pastimes. But if you guys have any more direction of what you want me to say or, you know, call them with ideas, I don't care. Just, yeah. Bye.
Huh. Well, John, you know what? I have a confession to make. And this, a couple things that were said kind of sticks out here. First of all, if a nerd is smart, then I am not classified as a nerd, John, because I am not very smart. And so, but, you know, I think of nerds, and I think a couple of things. I think comic books, I think video games, and judging by those two, then I would be classified as a nerd, although I'm not quite the gamer that you are, and it's probably because I don't have the patience for it. But I know that if we're going by nerd stereotyping, you're really not a nerd either, because you were quite, you were good at sports, and I was good at sports. But
I don't know what you mean by was.
Well, yeah, okay. But I've seen you play hockey, so I don't know if I'd classify that as an athletic.
Hey,
but
I am pretty amazing at everything but the shooting part.
Yeah, well, you just throw the stick away and use your feet, so. But, you know, soccer. I think that I'm more of a wannabe nerd, because everything that entitles a nerd I like, except for the not having a girlfriend thing, which is just a vicious rumor. But
well, part of that is – part of his question too was, what do you think a nerd is? And you're definitely giving away what you think a nerd is a very unathletic, just
loser
type person that likes
– I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that is what I think the world thinks of. I don't think that.
What do you think is a nerd? That's part of his question too.
Well, if I'm classified as a nerd, I think it's somebody that likes Star Wars – likes Lord of the Rings, especially the new Star Warses. I think someone that could sit down and talk comics for an hour, like we've done, where we sit around a campfire, and I don't know if you've been there, but we pick our comic book teams, and someone that loves zombie movies. I mean, I think that's pretty nerdy. And, I mean, just all that kind of stuff, you know? I think there's several different types of nerds. I mean, I don't think you got to be a Dungeons and Dragons freak to like nerds or like magic or anything else.
No, I think being nerdy is just being super passionate about something.
Yeah.
And really, really throwing yourself into it and not caring about what other people might think about it. Because you love your cartoons, you love your comics.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't care. You don't care, and it's something you'll talk about, and you can have long conversations about. And I don't know what you're talking about not being smart, Sean. You're with the witty stuff that you say and the things that you come up with, and your creativity, like with the stories that you write, is very intelligent. You're intelligent in a different way, I think, than what you're stereotyping in your mind of what you think a nerd is.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you how to defeat the dragon in the third dungeon or something like that. So.
Well, I can't tell you how to beat the dragon in the third dungeon either.
And, you know, we being me and Christina, we went to a friend's house a couple of years ago, and they were nerdy, and we were playing Trivial Pursuit. And the only question we got right was the sports question. So, judging by that, I'm not very intelligent. Like, science, it leaves me. Math I'm pretty good at, and history, but, you know, that's not what you think of. But science, I think science is nerdy, and I cannot understand the beginning of science.
For me, I guess I kind of already said what I thought being a nerd was, being passionate about things that maybe isn't necessarily accepted by society as being cool or being normal. Although, like, this nerd culture has kind of grown, and it's become a lot more acceptable and a lot more catered to as far as marketing goes. So it's out there a little bit more than it used to be. But also, for my idea of what's different between a nerd and a geek, I've always gone with the term nerd over geek, because I remember at one point I learned that a geek was originally a sideshow person who would eat live animals.
Wow.
And that's where the term geek originally came from. And so,
well, Timmy is a geek then, because I've seen that boy eat like 15 live fish.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. He used to eat minnows. I'm not kidding. I don't know why he did it.
Okay.
This boy's crazy.
We have a call from Timmy at some point.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, so that's why I go with nerd over geek. I don't think for me it's anything. I don't see it as being difference in intelligence or anything like that. Yeah, I definitely see intelligence as being a part of being a nerd. So I guess that's my insight to it.
Well, okay then.
Well, alrighty then. So let's move on to call number two. And that's from the woman who writes in sometimes, Sean, calls in sometimes.
Is that Dana?
You got her name.
Dana, I'm looking at it.
Well, that probably helps. Well, it hasn't helped in the past whenever she's written in. But yeah, from Dana. So we're going to play her call right now.
Hey, Sean and John. This is Dana from Phoenix, Arizona, calling for your caller only 100th episode. So here's my question for you guys. I just started teaching high school. I teach high school chemistry, and I know that you guys are both teachers or were both teachers. So what are your top five favorite things about being a teacher, and what are your top five most hated things about being a teacher? Loving the show still. Glad you guys came back from your little hiatus. Keep putting them out. Thanks.
Okay, I have to say something first of all. Dana sounds attractive.
Okay.
I'm serious. She's got a nice voice.
She does have a nice voice.
All right, I'm going to start on my good things I love. I love being able to be on a kid's level. And I know that I enjoy eating lunch with the kids, at sitting at the lunch table and just talking about everything that they're interested in. And a lot of times it's easier to talk to kids, about like wrestling and sports and everything like that, video games and everything. And the kids have a real passion for that. And it's kind of fun being on their level. My four, it would be, just loving kids. I think it's fun to love kids, especially kids that have, bad home lives and kids that are craving attention and just showing them love and seeing how that helps them in their life. Third will be, just changing a kid's day. Cause a lot of times kids come to school and they're so upset cause their, parents are bad or parents had a fight or something like that, and just, saying something kind to them and just making their day better. And, my number two is down the road when your kids are adults and they say, hey, coach, you remember blah, 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 blah that you told us a long time ago? And, you probably don't remember it, and they say, I still think about that all the time. And I remember what you said and stuff like that. That kind of stuff's cool. And, my number one would be just when a kid gets something, when they finally understand something, seeing the look on their face and how proud they are of themselves and how they're happy and relieved at the same time. And that is amazing to me. And that's one of the things that I love the most.
We have very similar good side things.
Well, go ahead then. What's your,
okay. Well, my good one, starting with my number five, is obviously summers and holidays. I'm going to go with a good thing for me on that one. Everything else is pretty much related to the kids. So, I love having that time off. Summers is not as long as it should be with coaching football.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. My number four is being a coach and coaching the sports that I coach, tennis and soccer. Those sports allow me to get some exercise in because I get to be involved with the stuff that's going on. Otherwise, I might end up being pretty sedentary. So those sports that I coach let me really do something as opposed to just talking to them. Number three is, like you were saying, Sean, giving the kids someone to relate to. I think we can identify with, because we are nerds and we like these nerdy things. We like the cartoons that they watch a lot of times. We like
Dragon Ball Z,
the wrestling and stuff. And we can talk to them about this stuff and it lets them have a connection with us. And so just being able to let that kid know that you are someone who can relate with them and that you're available to talk to about anything that they'd want to talk about, whether it be this silly stuff or it's something more important. My number two was your number one, seeing them achieve and do well. You have these kids in class, and us, especially where we taught, is a very low income school district. And a lot of these kids have some parents that just don't care. They have people in they don't have people in their life that care about them at all. And so when they come into your class and they do actually put out effort and you see them trying and they do a good job and they've caught on to what it is that you're saying and what you've been trying to get across and you see them achieve it, that's a good feeling. And then number one is because they come from these places where a lot of times the family just doesn't care. My number one thing about this job is being able to encourage them. And that's something that really kind of clicked with me, I'd say last year. Because when I first got into teaching, I got into it because I needed a job, because I was getting married and I needed to make money. And my degree doing stuff with radio and TV and movies, it was really hard to find a job in that field. And so I kind of took teaching as like a quick fix. But last year, everything started kind of clicking with me. And I think I started learning to relate to these kids. And it's amazing how much better they respond to you. If you look, like, I've made it a point now, I look for every opportunity I can to encourage and uplift them and build them up, and the response that you get back from them is 100 times greater. And you know you're making those kids' day when you say something good to them, because they might go home and they might not ever hear anything good in their house.
Good deal. Oh, another thing I like, an honorable mention, I guess, would be when I tell a kid to go up and tell you something that kind of floors you. Which, I love that.
Yeah, Sean would send these middle school students up to me, and they'd say like taglines and quotes from like old school wrestling that there's no way this kid wasn't even alive when that stuff was on, but they'll just come up and say, like, what's some of the stuff who's next? Of course, Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else have you gotten into?
Oh, they went back and forth. Or kids would come up and just ask you random questions.
Yeah.
Or sending the kids to ask Coach Hendricks random questions. That was always fun.
Oh, I forgot all about that one.
Anyways, all right, let's go to the bads. You know, the bad ones are it's tough to say because I don't believe – well, I'll get to that in a minute. Number five is kids that don't care. You know, these kids that get the attitude that they don't care, they don't want to learn, and they just coast through your class. They don't try. They don't turn in any papers. And, you know, you have to fail them. And it's hard. No matter what you do, sometimes kids just – they don't want to be helped. And it stinks, but that stinks. Just seeing a kid not put forth any effort at all and knowing that – that kid's probably never going to make anything with their lives, and it breaks your heart because you know, man, that's just horrible. Four, turds. You know what I mean?
Turds.
Turds.
Those kids that are turds.
Yeah, it's kids that are turds, and you know, you can think of some that we have in our school, kids that run the school, and they know they get away with it, and they'll do whatever they want, and they're just turds.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not that they're bad kids, they're just turds because they can get away with it. Because kids crave attention, and if you let them get away with it, they're going to walk all over you. And I think that's, you know, maybe it's not the turd kids, maybe it's the administration that I get upset with because they allow the kids to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number three, funny kids. Kids that got to make a comment every time you say something, that disrupt your class, that you're talking and they say something and it messes you up, you know, because they're trying to be funny. That annoys me. Number two,
Sean, would be those kids. I have some kind of quick reply that it will embarrass them pretty quickly, and they don't.
I know you do.
They don't do it much in my class.
That's good. Yeah, and you're good with that. I agree with that. Number two, that you, I'm sure one you didn't think of, but would definitely be on your list. Annoying teachers that ask stupid questions to me. That is annoying to me. They ask the dumbest questions, and you're like, why are you alive?
Yeah, Dana, you'll get in some faculty meetings, and you know, if the faculty meetings are something that have to be had for certain reasons, but you'll get in one day and you're ready to get out, and pretty much everything's been discussed, and there'll be hanger-ons who just start asking questions just because they want to hear themselves talk.
That's exactly what it is. Ugh. All right, John, my number one, there's not even close. This is the worst one. Bad parents. I don't think there's bad kids. I think there's bad parents. And you get parents that don't care. They don't care what their kids do. They don't care if their kids do anything. They don't push their kids to do anything. So how are you going to get anything from the kid? If the parents don't help, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And that is annoying. And you want to help these kids so bad, but these piece of crap parents who shouldn't even have these kids, who don't care, who want their kids to get pregnant at 14 so they can get out of their house, those people need to be shot. And that's one thing that just eats me up, and I hate it.
Should they move to Oregon and then you shoot them?
No, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Well, I have parents as my number five, as things that I don't care for. And it's not the parents that don't care. It's the other ones, and not the ones that do care. It's the ones that will jump to the defense of their kid who is terrible.
Sick fell in six classes. It's the teacher's fault in every class.
Yes. I don't understand that at all. And they will come and defend the actions of the kid when they're acting like morons. And the thing is, a lot of times the administrators they don't want to deal with any legal issues or anything like that if anything happens, so they'll just let whatever happen. And we got about two or three of these kids in our school who get by with murder because their parents are like that. Mm-hmm. They're just up there, and they pretty much run things. They get to do whatever they want because
I think we should make a deal with them saying that they can do whatever they want for the years they're in school, but they have to be fixed. That way they can't reproduce.
Yeah. Sure. That works.
Yes.
It's not going to happen, Sean.
No, it's not.
My number four is seeing kids waste talent.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many of these kids that, especially now, I don't know what's going on right now at our school, Sean, but we got a lot of gang stuff. I mean, we've had gang stuff, plenty of gang stuff before, but there's a lot of kids that so athletic, so smart, do so well in class as far as grades and do so well as far as athletics, but they're getting involved with gangs, doing the graffiti stuff. They're, of course, wearing the colors and just they're going down that road, and it doesn't matter how many times we talk to them and we try to show them that we care and try to pull them away from this, they just are dead set on going down that road. And I've seen a lot of kids end up in DAP this year, and they're honor roll students. They're straight A kids who they're just wasting what they have, and it's terrible to see them doing that. My number three is football. I don't want to coach football anymore.
I know you don't.
I can't get away from it. And so, Dana, you're probably not going to have to relate to that one ever. My number two is the hours is when doing
during football.
During football and during as a coach anyway. I mean, we get paid $4,000 extra, but we end up working about twice as many hours.
Yep.
As a regular teacher, so. It's not worth it. I don't know that it's not worth it. I mean, it's worth it when you get other benefits like we're talking about with the good stuff, the kids, getting to encourage them and see them achieve. That's always.
And you got to admit, football was fun last year whenever it was just me and you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, it helps being able to do it with friends.
Yeah, it does.
And then my number one is, the discipline. And like you're saying, Sean, it's as a teacher, Danny, you're going to find, you know, your job is to instruct and to teach and to get these kids to learn whatever information they're supposed to learn. But at the same time, you're going to have to balance with that, keeping control of the class, keeping just things in order. And there's a lot of extra stuff that goes on with it. It's not simply just walking into the classroom and giving the lesson. There's a lot of extra stuff just to keep things in order. And it's something that comes, you learn as you do it, because I'm sure it's this way with everybody, but your first few years, you don't know if you're going to make it. You don't know if that's what's going to, if you're going to survive. And you start figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and discipline becomes easier, but it's always going to be an issue. And like you're saying, Sean, about the not being bad kids, I'm seeing it the other way. Just like there's bad people in this world, there are those bad kids. Now, there's a lot of ones that will get in trouble just as much as those so-called bad kids, but they aren't bad kids. and the way it is just acting out for attention or whatever. And then, like I'm saying, if you give them that encouragement, you build them up like that, then there's not that really, really helps in their behavioral issues. But then there's other ones that it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, you can, it doesn't, it really doesn't matter. There's just no helping them there beyond anything.
Yeah.
So anyway,
good, I think question. We
can beat this horse
to
death, but it definitely excellent question and one that I've been thinking about all week. Excited to talk on that one, but, and so now we're going to move on to the next call, which is from Cameron, and I'll play that right now.
Hey, John and Sean, it's Cameron just calling to say, you know, I'm liking the show, still listening every time it comes out. And I was also wondering if any of you guys have been reading the rebooted DC comics, because in Justice League International, you know, they changed Booster Gold back to his older ways, his fame-seeking those ways. And I kind of liked him that way. So just wondering if you have read that or reading any of the DC reboots.
Well, John, I don't think you've read any of the new DC comics, have you?
Of course I have.
Oh, have you? I thought you didn't like DC.
I like DC. I've never said I don't like DC. I prefer Marvel.
Right. Yeah.
But I still like DC. But Marvel, like I said, bumped all their prices up to $3.99, and that annoys me. So the only Marvel I get is Avengers now. And I'm actually buying more DC comics than I am Marvel. Of course, one of the DC comics I'm getting is $3.99, and that's Justice League. So I've been reading Justice League, and I've been reading Wonder Woman.
Oh, I know you've been reading Wonder Woman. Well, I'm not going to lie to you, John. I haven't read any new comics in a long time. So, but I do like Booster Gold.
How do you feel? Do you prefer him, like, now? Well, I guess it's not now, but how he's become more selfless? Or did you like him as old, cocky, wanting to show off ways?
I like the show off, the cocky show off.
So Cameron's saying that's what they kind of went back to with that.
He was nothing in his own time, so he comes here and, you know, he's a hot shot. So I kind of like that. I figure that's how I'd be if I had a super flight ring and armor.
Yeah. This is another example of one of the things that annoy me about DC is they are so confusing with their timeline, with their chronology. It's ridiculous. All the Infinite Crisis, Infinite Earths, and all this, the different splitting of the storylines, what's happened, where it happened, it's so twisted and messed up, and now they're trying to fix that by restarting everything. I don't know about it, because, I mean, it's kind of a good idea, because there is such that barrier of entry with all those different things, like all this knowledge that you need to have to kind of pick up in the middle and start reading those things. So I guess it kind of makes sense for them to start all over. But then I think for the other fanboys, the other nerds who have accumulated all that knowledge and worked for you, like, what, you're going to erase all this that I've spent years of my life dedicated to learning, and now you're just wiping it out? It didn't happen, and we're starting over? Uh-uh. So... But as far as the new stuff goes, what I've read, the Wonder Woman, it's interesting. They're, for Wonder Woman, they kind of did away with the whole, her mother made her out of clay and she came to life. I can't remember exactly how that worked. But in the new story, her dad is Zeus. She's Zeus's daughter. Huh. And I've enjoyed it. I'm glad that they went away with that new costume that they started to do at the beginning, and they went closer back to the original costume. They left out the gold, now they're doing silver in her costume. But it's still more of the traditional style, which I like. And then, as far as the Justice League, I really have been enjoying the Justice League, because I did feel that barrier of entry. There was, like, a lot of stuff, and so it's neat seeing the dynamics of the team first coming together and how they've had their quarrels and their arguments and how they've banded together to beat Darkseid for the first time. And it was fun. It was a good read. I've really enjoyed, and Jim Lee is doing the art, and I really like Jim Lee's art. I think he's amazing. And I think that's why they got the $3.99 price point on that one in particular, is because of him.
Well, good deal.
Good deal.
Hey, question real quick.
Answer real quick.
I got an email from a girl that wants to buy my Jeep, my old Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jessica Lopez.
Really?
Yeah.
Where she live?
I don't know, but she wants to meet me on Tuesday.
Yeah, so, it's not my sister.
I'm guessing it's not your sister. She lives a little further away than...
Yeah, she wouldn't be meeting you for that.
It was kind of funny.
That is weird. Okie day. Where are we going to next?
I like how you use the Jar Jar. Good.
Okie day. Yeah, Jar Jar. Okie day, Misa. Misa gonna be moving on to the next calls.
John, this question's for you. It's in your field. How do you get brown streaks out of your tidy whities?
Yeah, that's definitely for you.
No, I think you need to re-listen to that one, Sean. At the beginning there, it does not say John. Of course, on our the breakdown of here, the translation or where it shows the text, it shows my name, but that's not what this person says.
Is it for me?
Yes, it's for you.
Huh.
Sean, this question's for you.
I think it's kind of messed up. It could be either or.
Nope.
But you know what? I think this is false, because when I first started working at Gainesville, you were the one wearing the tidy whities, brother. I always wear boxer briefs, and I wear colored ones, so I don't have to worry about the streaks.
I'll be honest with you. I wear a mixture. I wear briefs, I wear boxer briefs, and I wear boxers, so.
I just wear boxer briefs. That's all I wear.
Those are whitey-tighties with legs, so.
Yeah, but your legs are up together and you get the rash.
Would you just answer the man's question?
I just
he
did.
He wants to know.
I just did. I just said wear, I wear dark colors. That way I don't have to worry about them.
So you don't even worry about getting them out. You just
I'll wash them. I figure the warm, hot water wash will kill all the germs.
He's not asking about the germs. He's asking about the streak.
I know, but you wear dark colors. It doesn't matter. You don't see them.
Oh, okay.
You wear brown underwear.
Okay, well, we're gonna go on to the next one.
That's why I blocked that number. Michael Casebolt.
Next one, yeah, next one sent in by Michael Casebolt. So I'm gonna play that one right now.
Hey, John and Sean, this is Michael Casebolt, longtime listener, sometime list contributor. Congratulations on reaching episode 100. My question is, when did you first realize you were nerds? I kind of figured it out in elementary school, I'd say about fourth grade, when everyone else was sneaking in Sports Illustrated magazines, and I was sneaking in Wizard comic magazines and Nintendo Power. But you are what you are. Keep up the great work, guys, and look forward to episode 200.
Huh. Man, that's a good question.
Can you finger anyone point in your life?
Well, I don't know. I guess because I was always hanging around guys. You know, I always played sports, and I've always been good at sports, but I always hung around guys that didn't play sports. And I always hung around guys that were, you know, into reading and watching cartoons. And I guess when I was 12 years old, and me and Cliff, who was 8 years old at the time, were playing Power Rangers, that maybe that was a good point of that I was a nerd.
That's a good point. Now that I'm thinking about it, my best friends that I used to hang out with over the years, I was the only athlete in my circle of friends.
I never hung out with other athletes. Now, I mean, hey, I could talk sports with the best of them, and I enjoy talking sports, but I enjoy talking comics more. I mean, the fact that I go to wait when I was at Gainesville, I chose to hang out with you and Shelton. That should prove that I am, you know, friend attracted to nerds. I said it, friend attracted.
Friend attracted, okay.
That's made that. I'm going to coin that phrase, thank you.
As far as I go, I think it'd be in middle school. And when it was probably fourth, fifth grade, I fell in love with Star Wars. And then in fifth grade, I had one other friend who I could relate to as far as being as passionate about Star Wars as I was. And I think that's when I realized, it's like, well, I'm still watching cartoons, and I don't really have many people I can watch and talk about the same stuff with. So something is different about me. And that's when I started kind of putting it together, I guess, was middle school.
That was an excellent question.
Yeah. All right. Next one we have.
Hey, Sean and John. This is Matt from Tampa. And I was calling to ask you a question for your 100th episode. If either one of you, well, let me phrase it differently. If one or the other of you died, who would you pick to replace each other? I hope you understand what I'm trying to ask. But you can pick anybody in the world and be really interesting to hear your answers. So I appreciate it, and thanks for the 100 episodes, and I hope there's 1,000 more. Thanks.
Wow. Well, I got to find somebody else to carry me that's willing to do all the work while I just come on the show. So that's pretty tough. I don't know.
If I died, would the show die, Sean?
Yeah, it really would. I don't know who I would get to replace you.
You think you might ever attempt to do another show?
Maybe. Yeah, I think I would. I think I would do a show like where I just reviewed a football game or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to have somebody else that was into sports. Maybe Cliff or somebody like that. I don't know. Or maybe Winston, and we can just do a gun episode every week. So I don't know. But still, that involves doing the editing. I don't know. I'd just probably find somebody, and I would fund their money to reincarnate you. How's that?
Sounds good.
Yeah. You'd be like Carl. Carl will put your head on a million eyeballs or something.
Oh, it freaking hurts to walk here. Whatever he says. I don't remember. If you died, Sean, this show would be over. I think you're the reason people listen.
Oh, whatever.
I really do. I think it's your personality. You're the funny guy. You know, of course, it's like a Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis. I'm the good-looking.
Oh, here it comes.
I'm the good-looking straight man, and you're the funny goofball that everybody really shows up to see.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I would not attempt the show after you, Sean. I think it'd be like any TV show where an actor has gone away and they try to replace him. It never works.
So I'm the Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, you're the Charlie Sheen. So, yeah, I wouldn't even try to pick this show back up. I might try to do another show.
Yeah.
And I might promote it on this, but Nerdlist would end if you were to end, Sean.
Well, I think if either one of us ended, it would end. I think that, you know, this the cohesion we have and the fact that we are good friends and all that stuff helps. But I just don't think I could ever – I don't know. It's just not – the fact is that we had done this for 2 years before we even did the episode every day in practice.
Yeah.
So –
That's true. Moving on to the next one from second one from Jack, and he says,
"Hello, Nerdlingers. This is Jack. Got another question for you. Sorry, it may be a little bit of a long one, but as podcasts and the internet in general have become more and more popular, and more companies and creative types notice that more free play of certain ideas and copyright material, i.e. songs, clips from old TV shows or current ones, images, artwork. What do you think us internetters should do as a response to the eventual crackdown and certain things such as, you know, SOPA and those other internet censorship bills that have kind of become popular today? Do you think that, you know, the creator should be compensated or should be art for art's sake? And kind of as a side note, if it came down to you guys having to remove old episodes or pay a fine, or would you stop doing your podcast? Would you pull down your old episodes? And I'm just kind of wondering what your guys' take on this is. All right, bye.
I think that's crap.
Why you think what's crap?
I mean, if we had to pull our old episodes down, especially the fact that we're having to pay for the bandwidth and everything else, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, but what he's talking about is like the music episodes that we've done.
Ah.
Like when we've used full songs, if those people called us and do we think that, you know, there's a pretty big thing going on, you know, with like with the way the internet has gone and how easy it is to get digital copies of
right
of audio and video and stuff. It's getting harder and harder to enforce copyright law, and you know, there's a lot of people who think it's art, so it should just belong to everybody. And you know, the music industry is completely changing now because of it. So I guess he's just asking for our thoughts on that. I mean, what do you think, Sean?
Well, I don't know, John. We've illegally stole some songs.
Have we illegally stolen any songs?
No, you have, because I have no part in this.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Any song that we've played on here, I have purchased. I will tell you that. Now, that does not give me the legal right to play it for anybody. What I am able to do is play 30 seconds of it. And you will notice that, like, from episode 50-something on, I've gone to that. I've from there on out, I've done no more than 30 seconds of all. And I'm a mass communications major from college. I took mass comm law and all this, and I'm a creative maker. I make videos and a podcast and whatnot. And so copyright law is very important to me. And if anybody were to ask that we take down those episodes, I would do it in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even argue. I wouldn't even question. It's there. It's theirs. They created it. They deserve the rights to it. If they are bothered by us having it up, I will very quickly and very gladly take it down. I'll just re-edit it and do the 30 seconds the way it should have been the first time, which I should have done in the first place, but I didn't. And so I would do that. Now, as far as our website goes, and I put pictures up on our website, and to do it the proper way, I should email anybody I get those pictures from and request permission to use those. But 90% of the time, those pictures I'm getting off the internet are people that have taken them from other places anyway. So if they were to ask me to take those pictures down, I'd gladly do that too, because those aren't mine.
Well, so, you know what? I think of it like this. A lot of people, I mean, I guess there are jerks in the world that would have problems with it. But a lot of times, like, for example, our Disney episode,
mm-hmm.
playing a song that somebody might not have listened to in a long time. Maybe they go out and buy the DVD. I think it's free advertisement.
Yeah. A lot of times it is. And yeah. So, I mean, you will see that from here on out, we will never do a music thing where we play an entire song. And if we ever get asked to take those down, I will take those down. So, yeah, I take copyright law very, very seriously. I never get illegal feeds of, like, if there's a wrestling pay-per-view and I'm not that interested, I just won't watch it. You know, I'm not going to get online and do the pirated feeds that they have on there. I won't do that.
I wouldn't know how.
Sean wouldn't know how. I never get any movies or things like that. Every now and then my wife will come home with one, and I'll be like, all right, you realize we're buying that as soon as it comes out. So copyright law is very important to me, and
yeah,
and so I try to be very careful with any of that. Good question, though. I really like it. When I heard that one come in, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
I misunderstood the question, so that's not a shock.
That'll take us to the next one from Andy Grill, who was on a show with us a little while ago. Doesn't really have a question in this one, Sean. It's kind of a statement, but I think it's really encouraging, and I really liked hearing it, so let's listen to it.
All right.
Hey, John. Sean, congratulations on hitting 100. This is Andy, by the way. Just think you guys have a great thing going. It'd be awesome if you can get more listeners, more people to experience what I've been experiencing and had the joy of some stuff in my childhood. And just really cool and nerdy stuff. So keep on keeping on. Have fun. And, yeah, I'm done. Later. Bye.
Well, that's nice. That was nice.
Yeah.
You know what, though, John? I do want to say something. I really wish we could get more listeners. I love our listeners. And neither one of us is doing this for, you know, money, for monetary gain. It'd be nice, but you know what? I mean, it is what it is. And I just like the idea of people listening to it and us putting a smile on their face. And I think that's great. I mean, I hope people at work or, you know, tuning in, listening a little bit and, you know, maybe getting away for a little thing or whatever. And a lot of the reasons we choose the list we choose is so people can sit there and hear our list and be like, God, they're idiots. It should have been this number one or something like that. You know, I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's a blast doing this. And as far as getting any more listeners, I don't think we could have a bigger promoter than Andy. Andy's always on Twitter and Facebook putting out stuff about our shows, and he's gotten lots of coworkers and stuff listening. And one of the people who called in here pretty soon is one of his friends that he turned on to the show. So,
and I like how Andy set me up Monday.
What do you mean?
Like, so how's your ankle? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing so much better. Like he actually cared. Hockey win.
Oh, yeah.
Set me up for that one, didn't he?
You tried to find out when we're going to play hockey?
Yeah.
Are we doing that, by the way?
I'm trying to get everybody together for tomorrow if we can get them. I texted Adrian earlier today, and you need to get Shelton because we need to have at least six.
Yeah. No, definitely. All right. Well, thanks, Andy. And I think we got the next one. And I think this is from his friend that he got listening. So,
John in Pennsylvania?
Jen from Pennsylvania.
Well, it says John.
I know. It's that translation thing. It's terrible, Sean.
It is terrible.
You should know this by now.
All right. Is that your introduction?
That's my introduction. Now I'm going to play it.
Hi, my name's Jen. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I am a fan of your podcast and its vast awesomeness. And I think I would like to hear you folks discuss maybe iconic sneakers of the 19th century. No, the 20th century. That would be more appropriate. But anyway, yeah, you should talk about shoes. Everyone likes shoes. Nerds wear shoes.
Okay. Did she say folks or the cuss word?
Oh, she said folks.
Okay. I'd like to hear you F-U-C-K's. That's kind of what I thought she said there. It's like, whoa! That Yankee?
She really doesn't like us.
No kidding. All right, I got something to say about shoes, John. I do. My wife loves shoes. You know, last year, we had Thanksgiving at our house. So I had the job of cleaning up the garage. So I cleaned up the garage. My wife had 17 pair of shoes out there. So I opened the little thing there, the little drawer that we had, the cabinet, and I stacked them full of shoes. Full of shoes. The next year, Thanksgiving rolls around. Again, my job is to clean up the garage. There's 17 pair of shoes out there, John. So I say, I'll just put them back in the cabinet. I open the cabinet. There's 17 pair of shoes in the cabinet. I've got nowhere to put the shoes. My wife has more shoes than your wife has purses.
No, not humanly possible.
It was wrong. You know, we were in Destin, and I said, Jen's got 50 purses. And they're like, you're so exaggerating, Sean. I was like, I'm serious.
That is not an exaggeration.
No, that's what I was saying.
Maybe an under-exaggeration.
I was like, she bought 3 purses when the Coach Outlet opened the Grapevine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just proving my point that I was not exaggerating on that.
No, Sean, there is plenty wrong with that. Don't you ever tell her there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, John, I buy a lot of guns, so I've got to support other buying.
Other habits?
Yeah. Anyways, you know, there's – John, let's talk shoes.
Yeah, what about shoes you like?
Well, you know, I think we talk about different brands. What type of what brand of shoe do you like? Give me a couple of brands of shoes that you really like.
I really don't care, but I'm not a huge shoe fan now at all, and – I haven't bought a pair of shoes in a long, long time.
Yeah, they buy them for you.
Yeah, the coaches every year for school, middle school coaching staff buys us a pair of shoes, the high school coaching staff buys us a pair of shoes, so we get 2 free pairs of shoes each year. So I haven't bought shoes in I don't know how long. Probably the last one I specifically bought was I got some Adidas Sambas. I kind of like Adidas as a brand.
Yeah, me too. So, that's my number one.
maybe I would say Adidas. That's what my tennis shoes are that I play tennis in, and that's what my if I do soccer, I like Nike soccer shoes too, though.
I'm not a huge Nike fan. I've got a pair of Nikes, but I think my favorite would be Adidas, and then I like Asics. I think Asics makes a really comfortable running shoe.
What are you, some kind of cheerleader?
Yeah, and then I like New Balance as well. And I want to try Under Armour. I just can't afford a pair of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'd
be really comfortable.
I did like those New Balances we got 1 year. Coach's shoes. So
I remember those. Now, as far as shoes that changed my life, shoes that I will always wear, that I don't care what style is in or out, and it's Doc Martens. I got a nice pair of Doc Marten dress shoes. Not the boots. The boots are awesome too, but I love Doc Martens. And John, I think we need to talk about Reefs.
Reefs. I was telling Coach Hendricks about those. He was talking about getting some flip flops. I was telling him those are. Those are good.
They're very comfortable. They last forever.
Those are Sanooks.
Now, I've never bought a pair of Crocs, but I'm going to buy them Friday because I got them on sale at Bass Pro Shop for $20. So they're ugly as sin, but I've heard they're very comfortable.
I'm going to get you a pair of Crocs. I'm going to make fun of you.
I won't wear them very often, so don't worry. I'm going to make fun of me no matter what, so it doesn't really matter.
That's true. Me with shoes. And as far as the 20th century goes, because I definitely can't comment on shoes from the 19th century.
Cowboy boots, sucker.
What?
Cowboy boots. I love cowboy boots.
I can remember in middle school, 8th grade year, that's kind of when I started really getting into punk music. So what shoes do you think I started gravitating towards, Sean?
The rat shoes, the skate shoes.
No.
Skate rat shoes. I don't know. Doc Martens?
Heck no.
Yeah, you were never that cool.
Converse.
Converse, there you go.
Yeah, I always had a pair of Chuck Taylors. Always. And I like the low-cut ones and the high tops. I always had probably about two pairs on hand. A black one and some other color, maroon, red. But I always have a black one in there.
You know, I did not care about shoes at all. One time I went to the store, and they had a pair of the shoes that were like $8. And one was a 12, one was a 13. I bought them. I didn't care.
See, when I first started getting into the Converse, they were $20.
Yeah.
Got them for $20, and then
they got popular.
They started getting popular, and then it went to like $40 and $50. And
yeah, we should have had my wife on for this one because she loves shoes.
The first shoes, though, that ever grabbed my attention that I was like, I got to get a pair of those, were those when the Pumps came out.
Yeah.
I never had a pair of those. I had friends that had them, and I'd always ask my parents for them, but they were like, parents like, those are too expensive. We are not buying you those shoes. And so we'd go out. I remember going out to the playground, be like, can I pump your shoes?
Yeah.
And so I just pump them. I had no idea what they were doing, but I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
God. I never liked those.
And then before that, I remember having a pair of G.I. Joe shoes.
Any combat boots were awesome.
No, I'm talking about sneakers, like tennis shoes with G.I. Joe print on the sides of them.
You know, I remember going to the old Army-Navy stores and buying the combat boots that have been worn like in Vietnam or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And now that I think back, that's probably kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody might have died in those shoes. Oh, dear.
That's pretty much all I got. All I have. Oh, another pair of cool shoes I got, though, were Tabby boots. The ninja shoes.
Oh, my God.
I grew out of them really quick, so I never got to wear them that much.
Thank God.
I thought those were the coolest things ever.
What about the Thor shoes with the little wings on them?
Thor have wings on his shoes?
I don't know. Maybe it was the Clash of Titans shoes, whatever.
Mercury? The god Mercury? Yeah. Oh, no. The old Flash didn't know.
Yeah, he had the lightning bolts on there. No, it was Clash of the Titans. They gave him the sandals with the wings on them so he could fly.
Oh, okay.
Or no, I don't know what that was. Whatever. Who cares?
Those shoes don't exist in life, Sean.
Moving on.
Okay, next call. This one's from Tim, Sean.
Is this the Denton, Texas one that's 17 seconds long?
It is. You should play that one.
I'm very scared.
I'm curious. What would take longer, connecting the dots between the circles on one of Sean's arms or connecting the dots between the hairs on the top of Sean's head. Discuss.
Oh, we all know the freckles will take way longer.
Way longer.
Oh, I don't like Tim. I'm going to check him really hard tomorrow. Oh, man.
That was such a good question.
Thanks, Tim. That was an easy question, though.
Such an easy answer, though, yes. Of course, it'd take longer to connect all the...
It would have been like... A better question would have been like, would it have taken longer to connect the hairs on the top of Sean's head or to connect the facial hair on John's face?
I think your head would win.
Barely. It'd be close. It would be like two.
Yeah, I don't grow much facial hair at all. Or body hair, for that matter. I'm just not a hairy person.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. All right. We have two more questions, huh?
We got two more. Two more things sent in. So next one we have is, I think the second one sent in by, oh, no, this one's from Michael Fincher.
All right.
Hi, John and Sean. This is Michael Fincher. Great show, guys. You're doing an awesome job. I'm sure the people of Oregon are hoping you'll do a cross-country tour soon and stop by there for a chat. I'm sure all the poor marksmen of Oregon will miss Sean when both of you leave. I heard on the last podcast that Sean didn't like Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Well, I kind of like this movie. In fact, I think it's one of the best comedies since Evil Dead or even Shaun of the Dead. And despite what Sean said being stupid, I think it's quite intelligent and clever. It doesn't use the tired slapstick or parody as the normal practice of modern horror comedies like Scary Movie or Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th. Now, we'll agree with Sean on this. The basis of the misidentification in the storyline was a bit crazy and hyperbolic. But is it really any less plausible than two men running around with lightsabers chatting with annoying racial stereotype aliens? As far as making fun of rednecks, I think the opposite is true. The movie was pretty much based on the moral not to judge people before you get to know them. If there was anything similar to a Roots film for white rednecks, this film is it, and Tucker and Dale are the Kunta Kinte. I actually left the movie thinking I've been too hard on stupid rednecks. And no, I'm not talking about you, Sean. Besides, I have an allergy to bullets if taken internally. And not to mention, even if I did mean that for Sean, he'd prove me wrong by watching it again so he could prepare for the Mystery Science Theater 3000 version we're all going to do soon. Well, you guys keep up the good work, and I look forward to this episode. Take it easy. Bye.
Huh. I guess that's knocked a little toward me there.
I love his call. It is so clever and well thought out.
It really is. He must have had like a list of things.
Something. His emails that he used to send in back in the day. He used to send a lot of emails, and they were all like this too. Really witty.
Yeah,
and
I got really tired of reading them because my eyes were hurting. No, I appreciate it.
Your eyes are your ego.
Yeah, both. You know, I think that the Tucker and Dale being a redneck and growing up in the country on a farm, I just could not relate at all to this movie. It's like they were trying too hard to be redneck. They reminded me constantly of Larry the Cable Guy, whom I hate. And I couldn't relate to this movie at all. And I just thought they were trying too hard. And when you start trying too hard, you really lose me.
How about this, Sean? If we can't agree to do the Mystery Science Theater 3000 of this movie, one that Michael Fincher and I have talked a lot about before is Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of Evil Dead 2.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was the worst of the trilogy, though.
Yeah, that's what I think. I like the first Evil Dead, and I like Army of Darkness.
Right.
But the second Evil Dead, I'm not a huge fan of.
Well, it's almost like they were trying to to redo Evil Dead, almost.
They were. It was a redo of the first one.
Yeah,
it was a lot goofier.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that one.
All right. We should do Army of Darkness, because that's like the greatest movie ever. Or we should do the albino alligator movie with Chris Jericho that you hate.
I never saw that movie.
No, but you hate Chris
talking
Jericho.
About hate Chris Jericho. I do not hate Chris Jericho.
I'm going to laugh when he finally decides to come on our show.
Yeah. I wish. That would never happen, Sean.
He gives you a code breaker.
Code breaker through the mic, yeah. And the last call that we have for tonight, I haven't gotten to listen to this one yet, Sean, so I'm just going to...
Mr. T.
From Mr. T. How do you know this?
Because it says Mr. T, and then it blocks out his mobile number. I'm listening to it.
You're looking at something different than me.
Hey, fools. This is Mr. T. Got two questions for you suckers. First, I am the greatest wrestler of all time, and you guys don't mention me. Why? Secondly, and most importantly, there ain't no fool in this world sexier than Mr. T. Why am I not on your main curse list? I pity the fool who don't like T. Let it, sucker.
What was the second question Mr. T had?
It sounded like he said, why wasn't he on the man crush list? He's sexier than any man in this world.
Okay, that was I will admit, that is an oversight on our part, not having Mr. T. Was he on my honorable mentions? I think he was on my honorable mentions.
He should have been on mine.
But at any rate, I'm sorry, Mr. T, that you didn't make the man crush list, because you were definitely one of my man crushes. However, as far as greatest wrestlers, WrestleMania 2, I believe it was, that you boxed Rowdy Piper. Maybe if you wrestled Rowdy Piper, then we could talk. No, you didn't. You only wrestled in WrestleMania 1. Did you even wrestle WrestleMania 1?
I don't know.
I know he has wrestled, but I don't know, Sean. I think Mr. T's stretching it, being one of the greatest wrestlers of all time there.
But he might should have been on the man crush list.
Oh, definitely.
Him and Chuck Norris both.
Well, I guess that kind of wraps up the 100th caller-only episode.
I'm proud of all you folks for calling in.
Al, thanks for calling in. It was good. It was fun. I enjoyed hearing from you guys, no doubt. I hope we could help people with things like how to get streaks out of their underwear and other such things. For next week, Sean,
connect the dots, la 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 la, connect the dots. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
So for next week, Sean, how about we do Michael Casebolt's suggestion of our biggest letdowns or biggest disappointments? Could you do that one?
Yes, I could.
Okay, this can be like I remember him saying it could be like nerdy things, or it could be like real life, just things that we were just let down by. Or it could be like some kind of media thing, like something we were looking forward to coming out that just didn't work out for us, didn't deliver. Are you there?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there?
Oh my God, you're so annoying.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us on episode 100, and we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on the Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Juergen.
Yo. Yo, Adrian. Yo, I did it!
Did you get my message yet?
Did you get my message, boy?
I just spelled coyote.
Huh?
Coyote.
Coyote.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
C-O-Y-O-T-E.
Sure. Okay. Who did they play? Kings. My buddy Clay's just texted me asking about the hockey. Instead of I'm watching this hockey game.
C-O-Y-O-T-E.
It's too late. It's already been sent.
That's how you spell it. Coyote.
Oh, man. Okay. I was thinking about this today. We need to have Timmy on our show. And every time he talks before he talks, have happened. The saying from South Park.
What saying from South Park?
Timmy, do you ever watch South Park?
No.
that retarded guy, all he, his name is Timmy, all he can say is, Tara, Tara, every time he talks. Oh, man. 3359079, that's one of the numbers I had to block. Imagine that. Oh, there's another one.
Are you recognizing some of these numbers?
I'm pretty sure the 612 I had some problem, or yeah, I had some problem with that one too.
Did you ever do what I said, listen to some of the end of some of these episodes?
No, I haven't.
You need to go to our website and pick one of them and listen to the end.
A couple of 940 numbers, a lot of 940 numbers. There's a 937. That's a Sherman number, I think.
Basically, what I was doing was at the end of every episode, I was like, all right, now it's time to mess with Sean. We started on April 1st or April Fool's, like the one that came out right at April Fool's. And so I was like, we're going to prank Sean. And or maybe in the prank episode that we did. It was one of those. But starting from there.
Probably the pet peeve episode.
Like at the end of every show, I would say, all right, this week we're going to send Sean this. Again, something like one week it was haikus. One week it was like pictures of cats. I don't know. There was a different theme like every week.
This has to be to pick on me when you know I don't listen.
I know. That's the thing I said on the thing. I was like, because Sean will never listen up to this point. That's what I said.
You know, do you think Hendrix has figured out how to take my picture off his phone?
He's gotten somebody to do it.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are recording. I knew you were going to ask that. I was about to mention that to you also.
Good.
Okay.
You start by saying, welcome to the Nerd List, episode 100.
Is that what I do?
Yeah, I figured you know after 99 shows, I figured you'd know.
It's actually after 107 shows.
Yeah, we've had a couple. Yeah, because a couple of them we did like four times.
Okay, I'm not even talking about the ones that we had to redo.